National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl, the new all-American varsity scholars of two great American colleges. Tonight, from New Orleans, Louisiana, Tulane University. Are you there, Tulane? And you will be competing against last week's winner, Northwestern University from Evanston, Illinois. And are you there, Northwestern? Here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hello there, everybody. It's good to have you with us. Welcome to the Intercollegiate Battle of the Brains. Tonight, Northwestern, winner for 2 weeks, is determined to hang on to its crown, while Tulane University has every intention of running the Wildcats right out of the quiz bowl. So, let's meet the teams. First, out to Evanston, Illinois, and the Northwestern referee, WMAQ's popular Charles Chan.
Well, as you've heard, Alan, Northwestern's out in force tonight and eager to chalk up its third victory in a row. And on the team, once again, we have
Virginia Landwehr from Elgin, Illinois.
Frank Plout from Dayton, Ohio.
Greg Shooker from Charleston, West Virginia.
Ruth Feldman from Evanston, Illinois.
That's the Northwestern team, Alan, and to cheer them on, they've got a great school. Listen.
That's one of the teams tonight in the College Quiz Bowl. The other one's way down yonder in New Orleans. So let's go down there and hear how they feel about their team at Tulane. Cliff Roberts of WDSU is on hand to serve as Tulane's referee. How are things in New Orleans, Cliff?
Well, Alan, I'll let the Tulane referees speak for themselves. I think this will give you an idea of how they feel about their varsity scholars.
Well, that's wonderful.
From the Sophie Newcomb College at Tulane University, we have
Glenn Ray Hanneman from New Orleans
and Joan Burlingame from Little Rock, Arkansas.
And from Tulane University,
Eugene Garbrook from Birmingham, Alabama,
and Herbert Weil from New Orleans.
And that's the team we think will do what Columbia and Wesleyan failed to do, beat Northwestern.
Okay, Roger Settle, the teams are all set. Now, what are the rules in this game of wits?
Alan, the quiz is set up to determine how much these varsity scholars know and how quickly they can call upon their knowledge. So, we have toss-up questions, and this is the way they work. Alan Ludden asks a question, and the first team to signal it has the answer gets a chance to answer. If Northwestern signals first, you'll hear... And if Tulane signals first, you'll hear... And by means of a special electronic selector in the buzzer bell circuit, the team which signals first, even by a split second, makes it impossible for the other team's signal to get through. Now, if the team winning a chance at the toss-up question gives a wrong answer, the question then goes to the other team. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question. Each question is worth a designated number of points. And the team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl. Well, that's the way the game is played, so let's play it.
Okay, now here is the first toss-up question. It is worth 10 points. This toss-up question is worth 10 points. If you get it right, if a school gets it right, it will have a chance at a bonus question which will be worth a possible 50 points. So are you ready? Here we go with our first toss-up question. I'm going to read you a familiar quote. Now, for 10 points, and don't signal until I'm finished, identify its author. A little learning is a dangerous thing. Tulane.
Glenn Ray Hanahan.
Okay, George Glenn Ray.
Alexander Pope.
Alexander Pope, you're right for 10 points for Tulane. All right, forgetting that first toss-up question, you have a chance here at a bonus question that could be worth 50 points for Tulane University. Now, here are some families that you all know, but you can, for 10 points per family, give me the first names of all the individual members. You are to give me all of the individual members for 10 points first of the Little Women. Name the four March sisters in the Little Women. Anybody on the Tulane team.
Glenn Ray.
Glenn Ray.
Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth.
10 points for Tulane. For 10 more points. You know there are three Gabor sisters. Three Gabor sisters. For 10 points, give me the first names of all three. Of all three. You don't
Herb,
know the Gabor?
Herb Weil. Zsa Zsa, Eva, Any bet?
Nope, it's Zaza, Magda, and Eva. Well, let's see, you've got a chance at another one here. The Brothers Karamazov by Dostoevsky. A novel by Dostoevsky. There are three brothers. Karamazov. The Brothers Karamazov.
Gene Gerber.
Dmitri, Ivan, and Alyoshka.
You are right for 10 more. There were five Dion Quintuplets for 10 points. Name all five of them. Five of the Dion Quintuplets.
Glenn Ray.
Yvonne, Annette, Emily, Cecile, and Marie.
You are right for 10 points. In the Swiss Family Robinson, there were four sons. Can you name the four sons in the Swiss Family Robinson? Anybody on the Tulane team? Okay.
No one here, Alan.
I'll tell you, they were Ernest, Francis, Fritz, and Jack. Okay, now back to the toss-up question. Here's one for 10 points. President Eisenhower celebrated a birthday recently. How old is he? Tulane.
Herbert Weil.
63.
You're right for 10 points. Here's your bonus question for Tulane. It could be worth 30 points. First of all, for 10, name the four bodies of water that Florence Chadwick recently swam. Tulane.
Glenn Ray.
Glenn Ray.
She swam the English Channel, for one.
Yeah.
And the Dardanelles.
Right.
The Strait of Gibraltar.
Right. One more.
And I don't know the...
Herb Weil knows.
Catalina out in California last year.
Catalina.
No, recently, just recently, in Europe, the Bosphorus. All right.
Joan Burlingame.
Well, I'm sorry I gave you the answer there. Now, we will skip that, but there are two more parts of this question. You might possibly still make 20 points on this question. One of the waters she swam with the Dardanelles, in ancient times it was known as the Hellespont. Now, for 10 points, can you tell me the English poet who, like Miss Chadwick, swam the Hellespont?
Herb Weil.
Byron.
Lord Byron, you're right for 10 points. Now, for 10 more points, can you name the mythical youth who nightly swam the Hellespont to see the girl he loved?
Gene Gerber.
Oh, Leander.
Leander, that's right. Leander for 10 points. All right, now back to the... Before we get back to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game. Roger Tuttle.
Yes, sir, Alan. Each week, NBC will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractable, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Those are the stakes. Now with a score, Tulane 70, Northwestern nothing, and 19 and a half minutes to go, we go back to a toss-up question. But
right.
Remember, the team answering it correctly gets a chance at a bonus question. Alan?
Okay, let's get this ball back in play. Here is a toss-up question for 10 points. If you went around the globe to the city of Bologna, you'd be in Italy. Now, to what country would you go to find the city of Ham? Tulane.
Joan Burlingame.
Germany.
Germany, you're right for 10 points. Is Northwestern there?
We are.
Okay.
We're just sitting back.
All right. Hang on, Northwestern. Here's a bonus question that could make for Tulane 40 points. They got all the points. It's a music question. We're going to test your alertness now, Tulane. We're going to play the opening bars of some very popular records that you've heard many, many times very recently. Now, from these opening notes, you're to tell us for 10 points each the name of the record that begins that way and the artist who performed the record. Now, that's the trick, the artist, too. All right, see if you can identify this record and artist.
Joan Burlingame.
Okay, Joan, who is it? What is it?
Victor Mona and Ebtide.
No, I'm sorry, Joan. Here it is. This is what it was. Okay.
Mills Brothers with you, you, you.
No, it was the Ames Brothers with you, 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 but you missed it. But try it on this one. Here's the beginning of another record you may recognize.
Joan Burlingame.
Joan, who is it?
It's Ed Todd.
But what is the artist? What is the orchestra? What?
Percy
is...
Faith?
No, I'm sorry. It's Frank Checksfield. Frank Checksfield. Ebb Tide, you're right. It is, but it's Frank Checksfield. You must know the artist. See if you can identify this record and the artist who sings it. Do you know? Who's going to sing in just a second?
It seems, Alan, as if no one at Tulane does.
They will in a minute.
With these hands.
Who is that? It's too late for points. That's Eddie Fisher, of course, singing With These Hands. Now, see if you can identify the record that begins with this. This was popular not quite so recently. Okay, does anybody know that record down in Tulane? Well, that was Pitt.
No.
That was Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, sung by Guy Mitchell with Mitch Miller's orchestra. Okay, we're going back now to the toss-up questions, and let's stop for the score in time, Mr. Tuttle.
Right now, Alan, it's Tulane, 80 points, and Northwestern, as Charles Chan said, is still standing by with 16 and a half minutes to go.
16 and a half minutes to go. Here's a toss-up question for 10 points. We know that Christ was born at Bethlehem. Name the river where he was baptized. Northwestern.
Ruth Feldman.
The Jordan.
The Jordan River for 10 points. With that toss-up question goes a bonus question that could net you 35 points. Winston Churchill, Nobel Prize winner for 1953, has recently completed the sixth volume of his World War II memoirs. We'll give you 20 points if you can name any four of those six volumes. The team can work as a team. Any four of the six.
The Gathering Storm is one.
All right, that's one. That's one. Anybody else on the team know anybody else? Any other of them? Okay, the time's up. The Closing the Ring, The Gathering Storm, The Grand Alliance, The Hinge of Fate, Their Finest Hour, and finally the sixth. Triumph and Tragedy. Now, you still have a chance for 15 points if you can name the romantic novel Sir Winston wrote back in 1900. The romantic novel by Sir Winston Churchill. Possible 15 points, Northwestern?
Afraid not.
Okay, if you'd have just said Savrola, you would have gotten 15 points. Let's go back to a toss-up question. Here it is. Are you ready? On July 11th, 1804... two pistol shots were fired in Weehawken, New Jersey. For 10 points, who fired them? Northwestern.
Ruth Feldman. Ruth.
I believe it was Hamilton and Aaron Burr.
You were right. For 10 points, Northwestern. Okay, here's a 30-point bonus question that you got as a result of winning that toss-up question. We're going to turn our eyes to the sky, and for 10 points each, I want you to identify the largest planet in the solar system. Anybody in Northwestern?
Greg Shooker will take that one.
Okay. Jupiter.
Jupiter. Did you say Jupiter?
Yes, I did.
You're right for 10 points. For 10 more points. The planet nearest the sun. The planet nearest the sun.
Ruth Feldman.
Mercury.
Right for 10 points. For 10 more points. The planet which is second in order of distance from the sun. Second in order of distance.
Ruth again?
Ruth?
Neptune. Mercury.
No, Ruth.
No, Uranus.
Venus.
Uranus.
Venus. Who said Venus?
I said Venus.
You said right for 10 points.
I was thinking the other side.
All right. Roger, will you give us the score in time?
Yes, sir, Alan. Right now, the score stands Tulane, 80 points, and Northwestern is creeping up with 50 points, and there's 13 and a half minutes to go.
All right. Now, may I tell you, for this next toss-up question, we have a 10-point bonus question. Here's the toss-up question. Who was the father of the present Duke of Windsor? Tulane.
Joan Burlingame.
Joan.
Edward the VII.
No, I'm sorry. It was King Rich. King George the Fifth. King George the Fifth.
We needed a chance at that question, Alan.
You certainly did. I gave the wrong answer.
And we had it.
Well, let me give you another one right now. Here is a toss-up question. I think the only thing to do in this case is to give another toss-up question of 10 points, open only to Northwestern for 10 points. Here's an English novel. This is just for Northwestern, a chance at 10 points. If they get it right, they will get the bonus question. Here's an English novel published in 1852. The plot revolves around a lawsuit, Jarndyce versus Jarndyce. For 10 points, tell us the title of the book. The title of the book, published in 1852. A lawsuit, Jarndyce versus Jarndyce. Anybody in Northwestern?
No sale.
Why not?
No sale. Okay, we'll have to move along. Here's... Oh, the title of the book was The Bleak House by Charles Dickens. I'm sorry. All right, here is a kick-off toss-up question that's tossed up in the air to both schools. Recently, the Louisiana Purchase again made headlines. For 10 points, tell us why. Northwestern.
Ruth Feldman.
Well, is something the matter?
No.
In New Orleans recently, President Eisenhower reenacted the signing of the purchase. He took the part of Jefferson.
You're right for 10 points. And for doing it. You get a chance at a 25-point bonus question. Here are some famous pairs, and I mean P-A-I-R-S. I'll name one, you match its mate. 5 points for each one you get right. Lancelot and who?
Elaine.
Elaine for 5 points. Sacco and?
Vanzetti.
For 5 points. Tweedledum and?
Tweedledee.
Lunt and?
Fontaine.
Fontaine for 5 points. In the title of the Greek pastoral, it's Daphnis and?
Chloe.
Chloe for 5 points. Roger, will you give us a score and time?
Alan, it's reversed itself a little bit now because Tulane has 80 points and Northwestern has climbed ahead of them by 5 points at 85 with 11 minutes to go.
11 minutes to go. All right, we're going to move right along to the next toss-up question. For 10 points, who discovered insulin? Who discovered insulin? Tulane.
Herbert Weil for Tulane.
Waxman?
No, sorry, can you take it, Northwestern?
Can you? Greg Shooker wants to try.
I think it was Pasteur, but was it?
Oh.
It wasn't Pasteur.
No, I'm sorry. It was Sir Frederick Grant Banting. All right, here's the toss-up question. For 10 points, tell us, who wrote, "A Thing of Beauty is a Joy Forever"? Tulane.
Eugene Garber.
John Keats.
John Keats in the Endymion. All right. For that, you get a chance. 10-point bonus question. Here it is. A woman made history at the Battle of Monmouth during the Revolutionary War. Who was she, and what did she do?
Joan?
Molly Pitcher, and she carried water to the soldiers over the line.
You're right for 10 more points, Tulane. Here's a toss-up question. The mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, has been appointed to succeed the late Senator Taft as United States Senator.
Glenn Ray Hanneman? I'll get it yet.
Nolan.
No.
This is a bonus question. Right?
Wait, no, this is not a bonus question.
No.
It's a toss-up question.
Northwestern wants it.
All right, just a minute.
We answered down here, didn't we?
The Northwestern light lit. Northwestern, you take it. The senator who succeeded Senator Taft.
Crazy Frank Plout.
Okay, Crazy
this
Frank.
This is Mayor Burke of Cleveland.
You're right for 10 points. All right, here's a bonus question worth 15 points. It's a simple problem in mathematics. Get your pencil and paper ready. You are to take the number of Frenchmen who can't be wrong. Add the title date of George Orwell's futuristic novel. Subtract the number of hits Billy Martin made in the recent World Series. And for 15 points, give me the numerical answer. I'll run it again slowly for the audience. The number of Frenchmen who can't be wrong. Add the title of George Orwell's futuristic novel. Subtract the number of hits Billy Martin made in the recent World Series, and for 15 points, give us the numerical answer.
Well, we've got all kinds of hits up
there. We'll give it a try here.
Okay.
Frank Plout.
Well, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong, and 1984 is the title of the novel, and 12 hits, I believe, and if you add 1984 and subtract 12, it's 50 million. Wait a minute, let's go through this again. 50
50 million.
1,972. Why not 50 million? 1,972 for 15 right. points for Northwestern. Roger, will you give us the score and time?
Alan, it seems to be a seesaw battle because Northwestern has climbed ahead now, 110 to Tulane's 100 points with 8 minutes to go.
Okay, here's a toss-up question worth 10 points. One of the big Eastern football games of the day was the Columbia-Army game. For 10 points, give us the final score. Tulane.
Herb Boyle.
Army won it 40-7.
40-7, Army, you're right. Here's a bonus question worth 25 points. Possible 25 points. Besides newly appointed Chief Justice Warren, there are 8 other Supreme Court justices. You'll get 10 points if you can name 5, and 25 points if you can name all 8. Work as a team.
Herb, Frankfurter, Burton.
Okay.
Black.
Right.
White.
Huh?
Reed.
Reed.
Douglas. That's 5, right?
That's 5. That's 10 points. Can you name all? If you'll name all 8, you'll get 25. You have 3 to go. You have 3 to go. Okay, time's up. You missed Tom Clark, Robert Jackson, and Sherman Mitten for 10 points, though you did name 5. Here is a toss-up question for 10 points. Spell the last name of the United Nations Secretary General. Tulane.
Herb Weil again.
We'll try it.
Okay.
H-A-M-M-E-R-F-J-H-O-L-D.
That's wrong. Can you take it, Northwestern?
Yeah, yes, Greg Shooker.
All right.
I think it's H-A-M-M-A-R-S-K-J-O-L-D.
You're right, Greg Shooker. 10 points for Northwestern. For getting that, you get a bonus question worth 30 points. It's a music question. We're going to play 3 classical compositions, all of which are dances of one sort or another. Now, you're to name the composition and give us the composer's name for 10 points each. All right. Can you identify?
We think it's a Strauss waltz.
I'm sorry, it's the Dance of the Hours from La Gioconda by Ponchielli. All right. See, this is another one. This is a music composition with dance, a dance of one sort or another. Can you identify?
Greg Shooker.
That's from the Nutcracker Suite, The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
10 points for Northwestern. Here's another dance for 10 points.
Ruth Feldman was.
Oh, that's Anitra's dance from...
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
No,
dance
it.
Macabre.
10 points for Northwestern. Right. Dance Macabre by Saint-Saëns. All right. Will you give us the Roger? Roger, will you give us the score in time?
I certainly will, Alan. Right now, Northwestern is leading 140 points to Tulane's 120 points, and we have 5 minutes to go.
5 minutes to go. Here's the kickoff question. 10 points. What proverb is hidden underneath this elaborate language? A languid ventricle never obtained comely female. Northwestern.
Ruth Feldman.
Faint heart never won fair lady.
For 10 points, Northwestern. Here's a bonus question that could earn you 25 points. We want you to give us the much publicized hometowns of the following well-known personalities. For 5 points each, Harry S. Truman.
Independence.
5 points. Joe DiMaggio.
San Francisco.
5 points. Jack Benny.
Waukegan, Illinois.
5 points. Rocky Marciano.
New York.
Nope. Brockton, Massachusetts. And finally, Meredith Wilson.
Iowa.
But what's the town? What's the town?
Mason City, I think.
You're right for 5 points, Northwestern. Score and time, Roger.
Right now, the score, Northwestern 170 points, Tulane is 120 points, and we have 3.5 minutes to go.
For 10 points, 10 points is a toss-up question. Name the first capital of the Confederacy. Tulane.
G. Herbert.
Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, how about it, Northwestern? Can you take it? The first capital.
New York.
Ruth Feldman is excited.
No, not
come
New
in,
York.
Ruth.
Wait,
first capital
of
the Confederacy, sorry.
I'm
you
sorry.
Had your chance, you missed it. It's Montgomery, Alabama. Here's a toss-up question. 10 points. Give me the full name of Anna in the book, Anna and the King of Siam. Tulane.
Glen Ray.
Anna Lee Owens.
Anna Lee Owens for 10 points. You're right, you have a chance. You want a chance at a 15-point bonus question. Recently, 500 British workmen went out on strike because they were prohibited from brewing tea on the job. Historical events of perhaps greater magnitude have been associated with the word tea. Can you identify the following for 5 points? A famous act of revolt.
Joan Burlingame.
Boston Tea Party.
That's right for 5 points. Now, for 15 points, or for 10 points, an incident that took place in 1922... concerned with the leasing of oil fields near Casper, Wyoming, for 10 points.
Glen Ray.
The Teapot Dome scandal.
10 points for Tulane. All right, here we go with a toss-up question. For 10 points, now think back to your ancient philosophers. This man produced works on philosophy, government, and science. Plato was one of his teachers, and he himself taught Alexander the Great. Who is he? Northwestern.
Ruth Feldman.
Aristotle.
Aristotle for 10 points. A bonus question of 15 points. This is a problem in simple mathematics. Actually, we'll test your knowledge of classical music, so get your pencil and paper ready. You are to take the number of Mozart's Jupiter Symphony, add the number of symphonies written by Brahms, divide by the number of symphonies written by Beethoven. And for 15 points, give me your numerical answer.
Well, one of them. Which one is it going to be? Well, Greg Shooker.
This is where I'm at. Five. The numerical answer is 5, and you're right for 15 points. Quickly, I'll break that down. Mozart's Jupiter Symphony number 41 plus 4 symphonies by Brahms equals 45, divided by 9 symphonies written by Beethoven, and he got 5 right. Okay, here's a toss-up question. For 10 points, place this quote. A soft answer turneth away wrath. Tulane.
Glen Ray.
I think it's from the Bible.
You're right, from the Bible. For 10 points, you get a bonus question that could be worth 30. I'll give you the name of an author. I want you to give me the title of one of his books which contains some kind of food in the title. 10 points for each right answer. John Steinbeck.
Grapes of Wrath.
Right for 10 points. Ignazio Celloni. Ignazio Celloni.
The Blackberries.
No.
Yeah. A Jug of Wine.
Oh, you're almost right. The correct title would be A Handful of Blackberries. All right, here's one more for 10 points. R.D. Blackmore. This is a trick one. R.D. Blackmore. R.D. Blackmore wrote a book called Lorna Doone, which could be called food, I guess. All right, here's a toss-up question for 10 points. What did the four following gentlemen do together?
Alan, I'm sorry, the time's up. That's all the time we have, but the game's over for this week, and the final score in tonight's College Quiz Bowl is 165 points for Tulane and 195 points for the winner, Northwestern. Northwestern University will receive a $500 gift to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Northwestern will return next week to compete in this new All-American quiz game with the varsity scholars of the University of Minnesota at Minneapolis, Minnesota. To each member of the Tulane team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Now here once again is your master of the quiz, Alan Lutton.
Congratulations to Northwestern again, and again, may I say now, to Tulane, to Glen Ray Hanneman, to Joan Burlingame, to Gene Garber and Herbert Weil. You did a great job. You did a wonderful job. Next week, Northwestern meets Minnesota, and in the weeks to follow, we'll have varsity scholars from Radcliffe College for Women, University of Wisconsin, and other outstanding colleges and universities all over the nation. Be with us next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, this is Alan Ludden saying see you tomorrow on Weekend, and so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Northwestern, Charles Chan, Southern WMAQ in Chicago. And for Tulane, Cliff Roberts of Station WDSU in New Orleans. College Quiz Bowl is an NBC Radio Network production and is produced by John Moses and Don Reed, directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.